I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As U.S. President Barack Obama admits to underestimating ISIS, the Islamic State has taken more territory. That's a blow to ISIS victims forced from their homes. Voice of the Martyrs is helping the displaced in Iraq with humanitarian aid. VOM's Todd Nettleton just returned from there, and he says outreach workers are seeing something new.
Muslims are far less defensive about Islam. Muslims know that ISIS is representing Islam, and they can't defend that. They are much more open to at least listening to the gospel.
Get a special Noon Symbol t-shirt through a link at our website. Next, the number of Ebola deaths keeps rising. The number of underreported cases could be just as staggering. U.S. troops have boots on the ground in West Africa, and so does Living Water International. But is it enough? Living Water's Mike Mantell.
As we continue to educate and engage with the church in a very real way can help stop Ebola, as well as respond to the openness that people have for the gospel because of the tragedy.
Their double-sided approach to the outbreak calls for your help. Pray for and support ministries working on the ground to fight Ebola. And some of you are going to hate this, but holidays are right around the corner. And whether that causes you stress or gets you excited, there's something you should know. Baptist Global Response reminds us of their safe home for abused women in South Asia. Now, the holidays are a difficult time for these ladies as they watch families in the community and around them celebrate. Pray these women would know and trust Christ and the plan he has for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available a free book. It's called Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Daneka, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.